It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
I'm super excited to introduce my guest today on my first show of the year. Happy New Year. Now, he's the internationally renowned nutrition expert, physician, and founder of NutritionFacts.org. He believes that vast majority of premature deaths can be prevented through simple changes in diet and lifestyle. And he is here to share his best strategies. This is Dr. Michael Greger, New York Times bestseller, selling author of the How Not to Die, Discover the Foods Scientifically Proven to Prevent and Reverse Disease. Thanks so much for being here on Wellness for Life. Now, Dr. Greger, I'm a huge fan of your nonprofit website, NutritionFacts.org, and your videos are the best. What I love about it is it's short, concise, but you put all this great research and all the science behind it. And I'm curious what got you started doing these videos in the first place.
Well, it all actually started with my grandma. It was the reversal of her end-stage heart disease with a plant-based diet that really inspired me to go to medical school. But, you know, when I got there, I was shocked to find out that this whole body of evidence on reversing chronic disease with lifestyle changes, you know, opening up arteries without drugs, without surgery, was largely ignored by mainstream medicine. And so if the cure to our number one killer could get, you know, lost down the rabbit hole, what else might be out there buried in the medical literature that could help my patients? Well, you know, I made it my life's mission to find out. That's what led me to start NutritionFacts.org, and that's what led me to write the book.
Love that. Love that. Now, the interest, of course, is your book, How Not to Die. I love the actual name of your book. And one of the things that you do in this book, which is awesome, is that there's two parts. You go over the 15 different diseases that can prematurely, obviously, cause death in us. But number two, you also go over the daily dozen. Right now, I'd like to ask a question about, in part one, the condition that's literally growing exponentially that I find with my patients as well as all of across America, and it's diabetes. Now, this is one condition that really, you know, my mother actually was diagnosed with last year and today, you know, I mean, last year. And so when we found out, we worked together and combined the power of nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle, and within 3 months, we were able to reduce her high blood sugar level to a really healthy level, and then, of course, drop the hemoglobin A1C. So what you wrote in your book, you wrote a very interesting aspect that eating fats can actually increase insulin sensitivity. Can you talk more about that?
Sure. I mean, that's the source of insulin resistance, and insulin resistance is what causes prediabetes and type 2 diabetes. The fancy technical term is intramyocellular lipid, which is basically fat lodged inside of our muscle cells, which makes them resistant to the action of insulin. And when fat gets inside the liver and fat gets inside the pancreas, these are examples of lipotoxicity, fat toxicity, within our kind of the cells of our organs where it really shouldn't be. And that's what prevents our body tissues from normally responding to blood sugar levels. And so when to insulin, and when they don't respond to insulin, the sugar can't get into our cells and sugar remains in the bloodstream and continues to go up. But by removing the fat, that's the amazing thing, by removing the fat from our muscle tissues, we can decrease insulin resistance, and we can not just slow down, but stop and reverse type 2 diabetes. And that can be done in a variety of ways, like bariatric surgery, stomach stapling, for example. With massive weight loss, you can remove that fat and cure type 2 diabetes. Starvation works, too. We've known this since the 1600s and the Franco-Prussian War, where all of a sudden diabetics stopped being diabetic because they were in the siege of Paris. They're all starving to death. But there's a third option. There's surgery, there's starvation, and the third option is not reducing the quantity of the food you're eating, but actually improving the quality. And by eating a whole food plant-based diet, one can, in a matter of weeks, get people off their oral hypoglycemics, off of insulin, start them on the path towards health.
Right, right. The thing that I've been reading a lot about right now, everyone is like really hyped up on eat fat and lose weight. You know, there's a lot of books coming out with that right now, Dr. Greger. Do you agree?
If you eat fat, if all you eat is fat, if you eat a really high-fat diet, kind of like an Atkins-type diet, you enter a state called ketosis, where your body is starving from its preferred fuel, which is carbohydrates, and so it has to burn fat to keep your brain alive, essentially. And by doing that, you can lose weight, you can lose your glycogen stores from your muscles, and you can lose a lot of water weight, so you get this kind of very rapid initial weight loss. Most people just gain it right back, and the answer is not... I mean, there's lots of ways you can lose weight. Tuberculosis, AIDS, chemotherapy, a good cocaine habit will do it. But the goal is not to fit into a skinnier coffin. Right? The goal is to achieve lifelong weight control and longevity and good health. And you don't do that by avoiding the healthiest foods on the planet, which are fruits, vegetables, legumes, there's beans, split peas, chickpeas, and lentils, whole grains, nuts and seeds, mushrooms, herbs and spices, you know, real food that grows out of the ground.
Right. And you know, the plant-based diet, I mean, I know that, you know, that's really what you believe in, and I do as well. I mean, eating healthy, nutritious, highly dense nutrients, foods that with high dense nutrients in it is really the best way to prevent disease and change your life. Now, one of the things that you also talk about is minimizing the dairy and meat, right? What do you think is the ideal amount?
We don't have data to find out exactly where that kind of clear-cut point is. I mean, you can choose moderation and, you know, hit yourself with a smaller hammer, but I figure, you know, why beat yourself up at all, right? It's still up to each of us to make our own decisions as to what to eat and how to live, but, you know, we have to make these choices consciously, educating ourselves about the predictable consequences of our actions. You know, as physicians, you know, what more can we do, right? We don't tell our smoking patients to cut down a half a pack a day. Right, we tell them to quit. Now, sure, a half pack a day is better than two packs, but ideally, we should really only try to put healthy things in our mouth.
Right. So then, you know, again, you go into the plant-based, but I'm thinking about, you know, I'll tell you, on my body, I'm a real fast oxidizer. I cannot put on weight even if I tried. I eat about 2,500 calories a day, a lot of food, because my body just does not process it as well as I would like it and give me all the energy. But if I didn't eat any protein, and I mean animal protein, it really does have an effect on many other aspects. I really think that some people do need some, and others really need to take enzymes to help them break down and extract those nutrients. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, we should make all the enzymes we need. I don't see a need that we should take exogenous enzymes unless we had some kind of pancreatic insufficiency or something. But we evolved to have all the digestive enzymes we needed. Now, of course, a lot of that digestion is actually happening down in the colon, and so we need a healthy microbiome, healthy gut bacteria. And the way we have a healthy gut bacteria is by feeding them. You know, we can't starve our microbial self. And what do our good bacteria eat? They eat two things, fiber and resistant starch, both of which only found one place, and that's in whole plant foods. So beans are a great source of both, but all whole plant foods have fiber. This is what our bacteria eat, and we feed them, and they feed us right back.
Yeah, I'm a big believer of that as well. The microbiome just in and of itself has its own life, and feeding it is, and making sure that the nutrients that they are going to help, they're symbiotically helping us get these nutrients. You're absolutely right. Now, your book is available everywhere, right? How Not to Die is available everywhere now online?
It's audiobook, digital download, or actual real
Great.
Physical book.
Thank you so much, Dr. Greger. Love your work. Love your book, How Not to Die. You can also look at his websites, nutritionfacts.org or Dr. Greger, and that's greger.org. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.